some really classic romance from the Chai Lights. Oh, girl, taking us back to a happier time. Although it might be very happy for you on a Friday. The weekend is here. We've got some fabulous guests in the studio right now. I promised you we'll be talking things medical. And with me in the studio right now, Renisha Kistnan and Dr. Moodley, both from Victoria Hospital in Tongaat. Renisha, I know that you have been dying to set the scene, so let's hear why you're here.
You know, I love sitting across from you and having those interviews.
I know, and I love the way that you are classified as a doctor relationship manager, and Dr. Moodley says you're not doing a very good job. You haven't organized him a relationship for a while.
Work on it. I choose not to comment. Okay, so Dave, thank you very much for having us today. And as you introduced Dr. Moodley, he's a nephrologist at our hospital. But the reason we're here today is because we've opened renal services at the hospital called MediClinic Renal Services. And Dr. Moodley is a director there as well as our resident nephrologist. So we basically offering essential renal care to our community, including support for both acute and chronic patients. We like to believe that we offer a unique service to our patients, which includes, obviously, doctor, experienced staff in a patient-friendly environment. And I think that has set the scene for exactly what we offer in terms of our renal unit.
Yeah, and you know, it's a subject that I think until you know someone that is that has a kidney issue, or you possibly yourself are suffering with a kidney-related complaint that requires attention and possibly dialysis, you don't understand how difficult it is to access good service, which is why this opportunity is in fact a really good one for you to find out more about what Victoria Hospital has to offer. And so, Dr. Moodley, welcome. I'm sorry that your relationship manager has been doing
I was kidding.
But yeah, of course we are. The role that you play is very important. Explain it.
Yeah. So, hi everyone. I'm Dr. Vinesh Moodley. I'm a specialist physician and a resident consultant nephrologist at MediClinic Victoria Hospital. I think I can sum it up. My role at Victoria Hospital is to ensure that patients visiting our institution receive kidney-related care of the highest standard.
And I think we touched on it in the beginning of the conversation, how important kidney-related care of the highest standard really is. Mm. But for those that possibly, like most of us, tend to abuse our bodies, generally speaking, and our kidneys particularly, because you know, I believe they are the filters of the body, and that they get a particular workout, generally speaking, after high days and holidays, etc., etc., if one is prone to a little indulgence, etc. And it's only when they start to fail that we take these things more seriously. Mm. But presumably there are things that everyone can do to protect from unnecessary damage and harm the kidneys.
Yeah. So, you know, unfortunately, kidney disease is one of those conditions that's it's a silent killer. That's what it is. You will only present with symptoms of, you know, swelling of the body or fatigue, tiredness very late on in the disease. If you know, looking at how can we prevent this, you know, prevention is better than a cure. Screening, that's the number one. Screening, you know, a simple visit to your general practitioner and being inquisitive, inquiring, you know, doc, what's my level of kidney function?
Can that be detected with a simple blood test?
Simple blood test and a simple urine test that can be done at the bedside, what we call a urine dipsticks. Okay. To detect. Because to be diagnosed with kidney disease, you must have an abnormal kidney function test on a blood test, and you can have what we call an abnormal urinary sediment. So there's something wrong with your urine. The urine is the window to the kidney.
So if you get an early diagnosis, is there a possibility that you can avoid dialysis and possibly transplant?
For sure. The commonest causes for kidney disease is diabetes. That's the number one cause. Hypertension is number two. And then there's a whole host of other diseases that can cause kidney disease. And a lot of them are very treatable. If you take diabetes, for instance, if it's diagnosed early, you started on the right therapy, you're on the right diet, for sure, you can delay the onset of kidney disease.
It's interesting what you're talking about. It comes back to general wellness and general health, and every single responsible medical profession will tell you the same thing. Diet and exercise, bottom line. And, you know, afterwards, if the damage is done, come and speak to us. But initially, and it's such a simple message, and yet we don't take it on board. I mean, life gets in the way, I suppose. But it's a very interesting, I suppose, the notion of diet and exercise has massive repercussions. I wonder why we don't take it seriously now, because you see the end result of failing to appreciate the importance of diet and exercise. And obviously, it keeps you occupied, gainfully occupied. So in a sense, you're saying, do this, but actually, if you do that, and I'm out of a job. So it's a bit of a catch-22. But presuming that there is, and I believe that it's almost epidemic proportion now, type 2 diabetes because of lifestyle and hypertension, the silent killer. So a huge number of people in the population around us have either early or possibly even advanced nephrology, kidney issues, and access to treatment now becomes key. And this is why we're having this conversation today. Do you have to go through a GP before you can be referred to your good self or the Victoria Hospital Kidney Unit?
No, you don't. You're welcome to visit your general specialist physician. If you feel you have symptoms of kidney disease, you're welcome to come through to my rooms or any nephrologist rooms. It's primary health care is very important, so that's where you'd start. But if you're concerned, for sure, you know, pick up and make an appointment.
What are the early indicators of kidney disease? I wouldn't even know where to start.
Well, that's the tricky one, because I see it so often with patients when they present to me for the first time, kidney function is sitting at 30% perhaps.
And can you improve that with treatment?
It depends if you identify the cause. A lot of it, unfortunately, when you go back in time, you know, the kidney function has been declining over the years, but nobody's informed the patient. That's a common occurrence in my practice.
And then it's too late.
And then it's too late. You know, patients are concerned about their heart, concerned about strokes. The kidney gets neglected, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So
what do you look? What should I look for?
I think, firstly, if you know you've got risk factors for kidney disease, that's the number one.
So family members that have been
family diagnosed. Members. If you're a diabetic, if you've got hypertension, is there family history of kidney problems? You know, if you've been using a lot of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory painkillers, you know, later on you may have swelling of the legs. Fatigue because of anemia, perhaps. You don't know why you're getting tired.
Yeah.
And that's often the first time you go and do a set of tests.
And often people think that that's just part of getting older. You know, I'm getting older, I'm feeling all these things. But in fact, it's a disease that is eating away at you. And you if you get medical intervention early enough, because what is the end game if you ignore those symptoms?
Well, if you ignore all these symptoms, unfortunately, you're going to go on to having kidneys that are not working. Your what we call your native kidneys, they're not working anymore. And we're lucky we have a reprieve. We have something called dialysis where we can replace only some of the functions of the kidney.
You've got to get plugged into a machine and sit there. And I believe while you're sitting there, you can watch Netflix and things like that at Victoria, because they make it very, very, comfortable for you. But it's a serious business.
Yeah, there's different modalities. I mean, that's why it's so important to see your nephrologist. It's just not hemodialysis. Mm-hmm. There's peritoneal dialysis as well.
So would you suggest that everyone is screened once a year, or how often should one be screened?
I think annually will be sufficient if you don't have risk factors. If you've got risk factors, perhaps you need to be screened more frequently.
And is it a massive, you say it's a simple, possibly a dipstick type of deal, but the actual process, the screening, is it like a full medical? A lot of people hate that.
No, it's not. As I mentioned before, It's a routine blood test and urine that perhaps goes off to the laboratory, and perhaps a scan or an ultrasound scan of your kidneys. I've met so many patients that, you know, presume they've got two. You do a scan and lo and behold, they've got one.
Is that a fact? Yeah. Is that because one has not been, been born with only one, or one has died? Can that happen?
That can happen. You can have a congenital abnormality of the kidney. And
so here we go. As you said, we're worried about the heart, we're worried about the lungs, we're worried about those obvious issues about, you know, life-threatening situations, but the kidneys often just get ignored. And the advice we're getting today, absolutely important. If you want to continue living a good, healthy, happy, long life, get screened. Get screened for just about everything that you can think about, but the kidneys we're focusing on today. And the opportunity, because there is a specialist unit at Victoria Hospital, is you can pop along to Victoria Hospital, visit Dr. Moodley, or Anisha. She's a manager that looks after doctors' relationships. She'll tell you where to go. Anisha, is what I'm saying correct? Can anyone make an appointment directly with Dr. Moodley?
Yes, so they can. You can either contact the hospital on 032-945-8200, and you will be put through either to the renal unit or to Dr. Moodley's rooms. And you'll also find us at 35 High Street, Tongaat, MediClinic Victoria.
And MediClinic Victoria has a really good reputation for quality service, going the extra mile, and an issue around the care that you receive at Victoria that is absolutely first class. So thank you both for coming in, Dr. Moodley and Anisha, thank you. And I believe we're going to be having a fairly regular conversation as the weeks and months unfold, because it's a very important thing, you know, taking care of body, mind, and soul. Body, I think, first, because without the body, mind and soul, maybe not with us to listen to the radio anymore. And I want you to listen to the radio. So thanks for joining me on the afternoon show. Until the next time, afternoon show brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. The time now, 13 minutes to the top of the hour, to the news. But before we get there, lots more to come.